I see you at a party, a moping mess of a man. You just got dumped, so I know you're in pain. I've seen you around a lot, studied you, and looked on with lust and want, knowing I had to bide my time if I was ever going to fuck you. You've been such a part of my fantasies that seeing you here like this brings back all the long nights I spent teasing myself, just thinking about all the things I wanted you to do to me. And now's my chance. I stalked your social media pages, and I figured out when to strike. You'll be such easy prey to catch. So predictable to seduce, because at this point, I know that I can make you want what I need, that I can make you want to take solace in my flesh, in my warm, accepting arms. I'll let you drink a little bit, maybe even encourage it, just so I know that you'll be receptive to my subtle charms. I'm going to give you just enough hints to start drawing you in, and you won't be able to help yourself. I let you think you're taking advantage of me, that this sweet, caring girl was falling under your spell, and that your story of woe was wooing me. I'll help you find the reason to unburden yourself on me. Make me an unsuspecting victim of your drive-by lust. But I'm going into this with open eyes. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'll let you drag me into a bedroom or a bathroom or into any space where you think we'll have some privacy. And you'll try to convince me to do all the things she never would. But my little secret is, they're all things I've wanted to do to you this whole time. I'll eagerly suck your cock and make you believe it was part of your plan. I'll listen to you and moan and cry out as I perform magic with my tongue and make you feel the warmth of my mouth and my hair across your belly. You think you're giving me a rough tumble, but I wanted you on top of me, wanted your hand around my throat as you plunge yourself into me, into my dripping, wet cunt, contorting my body into positions you've seen but never tried. I've wanted this for so many months, and I'll push you further and let your sorrow guide you to more depraved things. Rougher things. Things that will make my body ache and bruise tomorrow. But I'm directing it all. Every welt and sore spot is a brilliant improvisation on the canvas that is my body. I'll take every ounce of satisfaction you can give me until I'm finished with you. Then I'll let you come. You're so easy to choreograph. You may even weep her name in my arms before crashing down on me. Spent and weary, another conquest in my little red book. I wanted you, and now I have you. You may sneak out in the middle of the night when the alcohol has worn off, impressed that you managed to fuck someone like me, and you'll feel good about yourself. Maybe even tell yourself that you've still got it. But I know, deep down, you'll call me some lonely night when you feel the need to prove something to yourself again. And I will answer that call, knowing I'll feel fulfilled. And you'll be left feeling empty and spent again. Or you may prove to be a gentleman and spend the night beside me. You'll try to forget her again and again in my warm embrace as you bury your cock in me and try to use me in ways you think will make you feel better, but they'll all be for my benefit and pleasure. I know your game. I understand you all too well, and I can make you do things you didn't even know I wanted. I'll make them seem like they're your ideas, and I will love every second of it. But eventually, things will end, as they always do. Whether I had you for a night, a week, a month, it will end. You can't escape my reach that easily, though. You'll see me again and again and again. Where once I was invisible, now I'll be the only person you'll ever seem to see. It won't be by design, of course, but each time, I'll make you remember everything. And it will be so much more delicious to do when you're with someone new. Because they'll see it on your face. They'll know there's a connection. They'll ask, and you'll lie. We both know this. Even if you would never admit it to yourself. Just knowing that if I asked, if I whispered in your ear all the dirty things I wanted you to do to me, all the ways I wanted you to fuck me, hurt me, destroy me, I know I could have you back, that I could write your name in my little red book again. That thought makes me smile. When it makes me wet, too. Because deep down, I know you'll always be my plaything.